Augie, welcome back. It seems like yesterday you and I were having a conversation on Caterpillar's digital journey. 3 years go by very fast. Thank you for joining us again.
Great to talk to you again.
So when we spoke a few years back, Augie, you shared how you were kind of starting to lay the groundwork for digital and how you wanted to provide new offerings and solutions to customers to help them through their life cycle of their business. I know that you've made a lot of accomplishments. You unveiled a few things at ConExpo recently. Maybe talk about some of the highlights that have happened in the last 3 years.
It's amazing to reflect on how far we've come since our first conversation a few years ago. I think back then it was the early days of COVID. So large parts of the world were still on lockdown. Uncertainty was everywhere. Today, I'm talking to you between a trip to Germany, where we discussed digital progress with a number of dealers. I was in Slovakia last week as well. We opened a new digital office. Next week, I'm going to go to India to meet with our growing team in India, where we do more and more work. So amazing amount of change, right? And also, since that original conversation, it's very clear that digital technologies have only become more important to our customers and our dealers, and our investments in digital product portfolio are paying off. But I think it's always best to give some examples. Yes. A few years ago, we talked about VisionLink briefly. Back then, we had our equipment management portfolio. It was split between three different digital products. And although individually they were good products, we knew that we had an opportunity to create even better customer experience by streamlining them into a single offering. So in addition, last time we spoke, we were in the early stages of a journey to create a common cloud platform. We wanted that cloud platform to be the ultimate source of truth for all of our various applications. So today I'm happy to report that we've completed both of those big tasks. We now have a world-class digital platform. And in March of this year, we launched a new version of our equipment management app, and we call it VisionLink. So this is an integrated brand agnostic, which really means it works with other OEMs as well. It's a tool that allows our customers to run their business, to manage their fleets, but also to arrange service, to buy parts, resolve maintenance issues. In terms of digital acceleration, VisionLink is a powerful example of what can be achieved through an integrated digital portfolio. This app benefits from more than 1.4 million connected assets we have, and it also benefits from our new platform. This platform we rely on to run advanced analytics models, provide common services, and these services are then consumed not just by VisionLink, but many other apps as well. But I think one thing that's probably even more exciting for our dealers and our customers is e-commerce, right? So e-commerce has been and continues to be a focus area for our digital acceleration efforts. We know the world is changing. Our customers' expectations are that we become even easier to do business with. And for that reason, we made significant investment in e-commerce systems. So going back to our early conversation when we, you know, just started going out during COVID and we learned how to use QR codes en masse, right, just for menus in restaurants. And the same technology is now being more and more ubiquitous in our daily lives. And in CAT, we actually put these QR codes in all of our new equipment and existing equipment. And we make these QR code serial numbers specific. So when you when a customer scans a QR code, he will be able to find parts based on the particular machine that he owns. Because if you just come to our parts store, we'll have more than 1.5 million parts available. There'll be like 120 types of engine oil filters. And you can imagine some customers may be overwhelmed with number of choices. So that's just an example of all of our e-commerce improvements that we've made.
That's great. These things aren't easy, though. What unforeseen things did you face? What surprises did you see along the way?
I think the big challenge throughout was a labor market was tighter than maybe we had expected a couple of years ago during COVID. So we just had to deal with some things that we didn't necessarily think we would have to deal with. But it was all quite successful for us. And again, I'm incredibly proud of the progress that that our team has made.
If you think about a lot of what you're doing, new digitally enabled services and solutions that, you know, you take to the market, your dealers take to the market to make the customers. The e-commerce example that you gave is a great one with the QR code. Are there other things you could talk about that has made an impact on, I guess, both the customer's experience, but the dealer's experience also?
Maybe I'll give you a couple of really good ones from recent history. So SIS, which is our Caterpillar Service Information Systems, that's an electronic service tool that covers information for CAT products from 1977 to today. So we have more than 2 million service graphics, 1.5 million part numbers. This tool is equivalent of 25,000 books and accessible really a click away. So we made massive changes to how this tool operates in the last few years. So now the SIS application is cloud-based, so it's entirely new, drives user efficiency. Since we launched this new cloud version, we have users to significantly decrease the amount of time that they spend researching, you know, particular service they want to do on a machine. Another example I want to give is something that we're very proud of, is in the space of intelligent leads. So we're using data-driven insights to provide CAD dealers with very specific, very actionable, intelligent leads that they can use to proactively reach out to customers and serve them. We take data from more than 1.4 million connected assets. We combine that with our engineering knowledge. We combine that with 20 other data sources, anything from engineering recommendations and component life to dealer service invoices, work order history. And then we can provide leads specific to an individual asset, very specific. So when our data tells us a particular asset has been working harder and longer than standard, we can proactively recommend a rebuild and prevent an unexpected breakdown of some sort. So as all of this comes together, we use AI to create proprietary qualified aftermarket sales leads. We call them PSEs, prioritized service events. And then our dealers reach out customers with these sales leads, so with offers. We only started to experiment with this with this concept back in 2019. In 2021, we already generated more than $1 billion in dealer part sales to users from these leads. And while not all of these sales may be incremental, in any case, they allow for more proactive planning and better customer experience.
I would imagine to deliver that type of an impact can be tricky because your business is quite diverse. I mean, you cover a lot of different industries. You have different customer types, some that maybe want to do stuff on their own, some that are, you know, take full service from CAT or dealers. How have you, you know, dealt with the requirements, you know, as part of this transformation, being able to address all of that, both externally, the customer diversity that I talked about, but also internal needs that Caterpillar has?
There are a couple of elements, I think, of how to make this work. Of course, you have to start from people and culture. Digital is moving very quickly, and you need to have the right team and the right setting around you to make that happen. On people and culture side, we have really spent a lot of effort in CAD Digital, being a part of the bigger Caterpillar, growing the team, making sure we have the right mindset in the team. We grew the team from just over 600 employees back in 2018, 2019 time to about 1,600 right now. We had some significant growth, not only of people, of course, but of responsibilities and the work that we do. Then you have technology and strong digital foundation. So you have to have, you know, in our case, connected assets. Obviously, connectivity is critical to everything that we do, so it's foundational. And we have more than 1.4 million connected assets out there. We built a new digital platform, as I mentioned. We now have a cutting-edge tech stack, including more and more generative AI capabilities, and a very advanced suite of applications across the board. So you need to have the right people, you need to have the right technology. But the critical part for us is enterprise collaboration and deep understanding of customer needs. So in Caterpillar, as you mentioned, Brian, we serve a range of industries with construction, mining, energy, and transportation. And we can only be successful in serving these customers in these different environments when we work with our colleagues across Caterpillar to really understand what our customers need and expect from us. So we share objectives. We're not judged just on quality of the code or uptime of our services. We're really judged on business outcomes from our digital products. So we share KPIs with business units, and I find that to be probably one of the most important success factors for organizations like mine in big companies.
When I think about industrial manufacturers as in general that are taking these digital solutions out to market, there's clearly value in the market that by creating better experiences for the customer and solutions outcomes, to your point, for the customer. Are you seeing these solutions making an impact to your internal operations also?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you just a brief example. On our e-commerce sites, we can tell what customers are searching for. Obviously, we know what kind of jobs dealers have planned and service, and then we can send some of those signals to our logistics people, our people that are making sure that we have their parts in the right place, in the right warehouse, and those early signals can help them optimize our transportation costs, our reduce, right, and just make sure that we have the product at the right time in the right place, making sure the availability of parts is there. So yeah, this is just one example, but there's a plethora of examples and like that.
The role and the importance of technology and having a good digital core, digital foundation, it's more important now than it ever has been in terms of responding to customer expectations. Supply chains, while not like they were a couple of years ago in complete disarray, there's still a lot of de-risking and being able to make sure you got those parts to customers when they need them. Talent shortages are at an all-time high, and the list goes on. Digital plays a role in unlocking value and addressing the most important use cases and changing clock speeds. What's your view on this? All the dynamics that are going on in your world, how does CAT, you know, ensure you stay ahead of the game and continue to improve and innovate?
There's certainly no lack of ideas in the space. There's plenty of potential, but in order for us to be successful, we must be focused on our, you know, what do we want to do with our digital ambitions and take a very pragmatic approach to innovation. And for us, it all starts with a clear intention. For us, digital is an enabler primarily for services growth. It's not a product. It's not a business in itself. What we're really out here for is to help our business partners be successful. So this clarity of purpose really helps us prioritize which digital solutions to work on. So right now, for example, we're focused on a few things that really matter, rental and use. It will be, it's an important business for Caterpillar and its dealer for years, and we see opportunities where digital can improve customer experience and increase customer loyalty in the space. Safety is important, you know, autonomy and semi-autonomy. We have the world's largest fleet of haul trucks. More than 590 haul trucks accumulating more than 216 million kilometers of autonomous driving with zero injuries, 5 billion tons moved. I mean, that number getting bigger and bigger. And again, we're very proud of zero injuries part of this. And then when it comes to advanced and emerging technologies, there's so much opportunity, you could say. I mean, of course, we at some point going to touch on AI. And generative AI is coming to center stage. We've developed some really exciting use cases. We believe our business will benefit from using these emerging capabilities.
And I think your point about focus is so important because there's so much stuff that you could be doing. There's all these new technologies that come flying our way every day. A couple of years ago, it was the metaverse because everything was going to be virtual. Still now you can't flip to a news channel without hearing something about Gen AI. Maybe talk a little bit about the role they play, some of those use cases you talked about in responding to the environment that's in front of you.
I don't want to single out anyone because, you know, if you go back a few years, there's always been something that's hot at the moment that everybody talks about and everybody gets giddy and excited about. But I think the word that I want to use for us is discipline, right? We're not going to do any technology for technology's sake, just so that we can brag about it in earnings reports and use the word. We want to make sure the technology has application in what we do. And as I said, generative AI absolutely does. In our case, we think it will have some really exciting outcome. But I think for us, it all starts with having clarity of purpose, right? So digital, again, is an enabler for us. World around us becoming more digital, there's business opportunities that we can apply this the new capabilities that digital is making possible too. So for us, you know, driving alignment with the business units, this is critical. You have to use the same terminology. I mean, if you talk to 10 people today about what generative AI is within any company, you're probably going to get some very different answers, right? So it's really important that we get to that core of using the same vocabulary. We're not overcomplicating things. I mean, I think one of the biggest success factors is keeping things simple, right? I mean, what exactly is the problem we're trying to solve? That has to be answered. And how do we define success after that, right? And how do we measure success? Did we make progress, right? So some of those common guardrails, if you will, need to be applied here, just like in the existing technologies. It all sounds great in theory, but you actually have to show when you put something in production, you will be getting results that everybody was hoping for. And if you're not, you need to go and challenge yourself, go back and redo or say, hey, this is not working, and be honest with yourself. You mentioned metaverse. We still believe there are some good use cases for such technology as well. And we'll be exploring them, particularly when it comes to making it easier for customers to do business with us, because that ultimately is the driving motivator for almost everything that we do in digital.
You know, the technology alone is not going to get the outcome. You got to have the right people, the right talent, the right culture, the right skills. Can you talk a little bit about how you're making sure you have that and how you're embedding that in your entire organization?
I'm just bringing new talent on board. I mean, what do we tell them, right? The first thing is clarity of purpose. Why in CAT Digital we are doing things to help Caterpillar on this journey. The second thing is alignment, right? How do we operate? Using, as I mentioned before, common words to describe things. How do we engage with our business partners, make sure that we remain in lockstep with them. So this alignment across our enterprise, but also alignment with our dealers. We work very closely with our dealers. I mean, we have a very structured way in which we solicit input from them and make sure that we remain aligned in our journey. Then for me in particular, you know, last few years, and making sure that we have the right talent. What I'm more proud of is we have skills that that you know, we're second to none when it comes to capabilities and skills in our team. And we need to continue to invest in our current employees. We're now have a early career development program. So we work very closely with a number of universities, especially around the Midwest, but also in India as well, where we attract top computer science talent from some of the best schools and bring them into our internships. Lastly, you know, it's then once you have the smart people with purpose and right alignment across the enterprise, just build and nurture that culture. We think, frankly, today is a great time to be part of Caterpillar's digital journey. The importance of digital is very clear in the enterprise. We're very proud of the progress we've made, and I think the Caterpillar is a stronger company, stronger our digital solutions get.
So one final question. So my objective or ambition is to have you back 3 years from now, where you can talk about all the great stuff you've done since today. And if you envision that, you know, the next step in your journey, the next 3 years, what gets you most excited?
What gets me most excited is having fully engaged team that I'm sure will come up with new ways of solving problems I can't even dream of, right? And because I'm super motivated myself with the great ideas that we have from throughout the organization. But if I had to give you some broad strokes, and you know, I would say, look, generative AI will have an impact. There's no question about it. The way our dealers are engaging with their customers is going to be even more digital, which means some of the tools that we're building right now are in our heads, not even on drawing boards, are going to be probably in use already. I mean, things are continuously progressing. And 3 years from now, actually, I'm looking forward to that conversation because I probably don't even know about all the things we are going to have in production in 3 years. And that's super exciting because it's not like we have some blueprint that we're executing. This is continuously changing world. And you know, I think, well, as I said before, we have plenty of opportunities to make our customers excited about what's coming from CAT and CAT Digital.
Augie, thanks again. Congrats again on all the progress you've made. It's outstanding. And we really appreciate you spending time with us today.
Brian, thank you. And again, I look forward to our chat 3 years from now.